And initially, I really didn't want to go see it. Was very apprehensive that it would be too upsetting or that I wouldn't be able to do anything about it. And I think this issue is a painful one, and one that a lot of people are a little bit afraid of at first. But when I saw the movie, I was actually very empowered by it, because as upsetting as it was, it also showed people all over the world who were taking action against trafficking, and very successfully. And it's an issue that, you know, really responds well when people start taking action against it and start intervening. And some of the people in the movie were the survivors. They were so courageous, you know, after all the trauma they'd experienced, to be going back and rescuing others and doing this prevention work. So I felt, you know, if they can do it, I can find a way to do it as well.
Let's talk a little bit about some of that trauma. I think it is so horrendous, but it's important that we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all kinds of what can only be called slavery and bondage of human beings.
I really think it's one of the most severe and egregious human rights abuses and crises in the world today. You know, for there to actually be people who have no control over any aspect of their life, their body, their sexuality, what they eat, you know, when they take a shower, their children's lives, you know, to just lose.
And many of them are children. I mean,
many of them are children. In a lot of cases, you know, if someone is trafficked for into a brothel situation, the traffickers will ensure that the child of 13 or 14, has a baby within the first couple of years, because once you have a baby, you don't even need a lock on the door or chains, because the mother won't leave the baby. So they're even using, you know, our natural bonds of love against us in that way. So it is, you know, it is truly an inhumane thing, and very, very devastating to physical health and to emotional and spiritual health as well.
And can be lifelong. Some of these children, they're slaves their entire life.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a group I work with in northern India where you literally have generations of a family. They're in a type of slavery called bonded labor that's also called debt bondage, where maybe a debt was owed 20, 30 years ago of $37 or $40. And the family was made to believe, you know, exploited and threatened and made to believe that they had to work off that debt. But the debt only accumulated, because really it was a form of slavery. And if they were tricked, and often an entire village will be exploited in this way. And you literally have people that have grown up in slavery. Now, for a child that grows up in slavery, even if the slavery situation ends and, you know, they're no longer in that situation, but if they haven't had any education, even the most basic life skills, because they've been in slavery, the chances of them being, you know, free and empowered are nil, because you really have to make sure that a person has that kind of basics. And that's how slavery, you know, generation to generation to generation, just continues. And so it's just very important to kind of like break that cycle.
Right. It's not a question of just rescuing them and getting them out of the situation. They've got to have something to go to. And that's where your group really came forward.
That is absolutely our focus. Yes. Because when I got into this, I, you know, was devastated that it was happening, was even more devastated to find out that so many people after rescue were being trafficked again and again, or they were falling back of their own accord back into a really desperately exploitative situation, like going back to sex work voluntarily, because they did not have these basic skills. The situations that caused them to be trafficked, being impoverished, having no opportunities,
no
gender discrimination, no education. If those things weren't addressed, and they weren't being adequately addressed, people were getting trafficked again and again. So while rescue is absolutely crucial first step on your journey to freedom, it's very far from the last. In order for you to really be free, in my opinion, to be free forever, you've got to be, you know, safe from being trafficked again. You can't be skating right on the edge of it and living in constant fear and vulnerability. So what we're all about is giving people the tools, whether it's education for younger children or job training, employment for adults, as well as safe housing for all, to give them the tools that allows them to really get out of that vulnerability and remain free forever.
You've said, quote, the final goal is to get them slavery proofed.
That's right, slavery proofed. And they got to know their human rights. They've got to know that slavery is illegal. A lot of people are trafficked. They think, I have to do this. My parents sent me here. I have to do this. We owe $37. Whatever it is, helping them understand this is illegal. This is, you know, absolutely unethical. You don't have to do it. You can, you know, no one can make you. You can walk away. Because, like I say, the cases of people actually being under lock and key and chained, that's usually only at the very beginning. You don't need that after a while, because people, you know, they come to accept it. They know that they can't go home because there's so much stigma surrounding it. You know, so them to be slavery proof, they got to have their human rights. And then they've got to have a really good economic alternative, not one that keeps them at the poverty level, but a good one that allows them to advance the society and overcome the tremendous stigma.
Your organization, Made by Survivors, the title is to be taken literally because the survivors that you work with are, I think, mostly women, and they make jewelry, and that jewelry is sold, and that gives them a living.
Absolutely. They make gorgeous silver jewelry.
You're wearing some of it, I see.
I am.
I love that necklace. Tell me about the necklace.
I'm wearing the Freebird necklace. It's a sterling silver necklace, and it has a dove in front of it that kind of hangs loosely in front of it. And girls often have chosen birds as a symbol, you know, for freedom, and not necessarily just in relationship to slavery, but also in terms of being women in a society that doesn't always honor that. And seeing a bird is, you know, can just have its own journey and fly away. So we have a lot of jewelry with birds, and our women are they're really pioneers. This industry has been totally dominated by men. They're some of the first women in India and Nepal to be goldsmiths, and so they take a lot of pride in that, and they should. It takes a long time to learn. It takes several years to develop even, you know, kind of the basic level, and then it's a lifelong learning thing. So all of our programs we try to have a culture of lifelong learning, because you find that, you know, by developing the individual, it continues to help them to address the trauma that we talked about earlier.
Your organization, I understand, has really helped hundreds of women. There are millions that need help. That's such a daunting figure, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that, you know, two answers to that. One is we need more people involved. You know, we need conferences like this, and then we need people who've come to this conference or heard about this to then say, what am I going to do and who can I go help? I guarantee
you. There are many ways to plug in.
There's so many ways to plug in. And for everyone that's listening and everyone that came to the conference, there's people out there that you can save their life, and you can give them the tools to save their own life. And there's someone out there that if you don't help, they won't be helped. It's really on all of us. And we need more people to get involved if we're going to really address the issue of the millions. And the other thing is that I'm trying to create my girls to be the change makers, you know, these survivors. I won't be here, you know, 50 years. They will. And if we can empower them to change a community from within, and if that happens in different places around the world through different organizations working together, I think that we can end this, you know, by empowering them.
You're a modern-day abolitionist, Sarah.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be one.
We have been speaking with Sarah Simmons, who's founder of the organization called Made by Survivors, which works with survivors of human trafficking, of modern-day slavery, to get them on their economic feet and help them survive beyond being rescued. And Sarah, great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if people want to learn more, they should go to my website, madebysurvivors.com. Thank you so much, Sally, for having me.